Welcome to the Mucho Motivation Podcast with me, Kathy Conamurillo, the Crafty Chica. If you've ever dreamed of starting your own business and making positive changes in your life or your thoughts, but think you don't have the time or what it takes, listen up. I launched and built my business all on my own while working a full-time job. I said goodnight to my family and then got to work on my brand. Now, Crafty Chica is my full-time career, from authoring books to speaking at events, designing product lines, working with brands, to making and selling my art. I've experienced happy tears and all kinds of ugly cries in the process. And now I want to share everything I learned with you here on the Mucho Motivation Podcast. Let's help you tackle your goals and turn your dreams into action. Okay, guys, let's do this. Hey everyone, welcome to the Mucho Motivation Podcast. Today is all about living that healthy lifestyle, making smart choices when it comes to our meals. So this year, I made a promise to myself to put my health at the top of my to-do list. And I feel good to finally be on a better path when it comes to eating. I can feel it in every way, and I have more energy and I just feel good inside and out. I learned that it's about getting crafty when it comes to making choices. Eating healthy can be fun if you look at it from a creative perspective. You could say I'm focusing on living an artful life in every way possible, which is why I'm super excited about this episode. It's sponsored by Aguacates Frescos, Saborea Uno Hoy, and we're talking with Melina Perdomo, registered dietitian and spokesperson for Saborea Uno Hoy.
Thank you, Melina, for being here.
Well, thank you for having me, Kathy. I'm so excited to be able to share all the information that we have. You know, as it is National Heart Health Month, I want to bring to the forefront that avocados are a heart-healthy fruit, and there are creative ways to make our meals healthier, to live a heart-healthy lifestyle.
Wonderful.
So adding avocados in our meals will do that.
And yes.
They are heart-healthy.
Wonderful. Healthy. So, you know, I feel like our Hispanic community, we're so vibrant, powerful, strong. But you know what? I recently heard a fact that just really made me stop and go, oh my gosh, I learned that our community is facing higher risk of heart disease. Now, both my dad and my grandmother suffered from heart disease. And I just am like connecting the dots and I'm thinking like, what can we do as a community to help fix that?
Oh, yes. Unfortunately, what you read is true. The Hispanic community continues to face higher risk for heart disease than non-Hispanics. And that's because of the higher rates of high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes and obesity. But there's good news. We can prevent this as a community. And it takes a village, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We all can do it, even ourselves in the kitchen. Taking small steps, we can help reduce the risk of heart disease by making healthier meals and
yes.
adding healthier ingredients and nutritious foods in our kitchen when we are preparing our meal. We women, we tend to take care of ourselves. We
mm-hmm.
can take care of our families. And it starts with just one small change to get excited and get creative in the kitchen.
Exactly. And I feel like a big part of it is planning ahead. A lot of people, they wait till the last minute to put dinner together. And I think if we built in a little bit of time of like, okay, I'm going to start making these meals that are healthier. I'm going to add in a little more time while I'm grocery shopping. I'm going to add in a little more time, you know, to cooking and preparing them. And it's going to feel so good when you're finished and you're eating them, like taking small steps. And I love that you mentioned taking those small steps to manage the risk factor. So can you like elaborate a little bit further about what other steps we can?
Yes. More fruits and vegetables, and the American Heart Association estimates that if Americans ate a diet including higher level of fruits and vegetables, nearly 40,000 deaths will be avoided each year. And being creative in the kitchen and cooking flavorful foods that one will enjoy for this is one good example is to swap out bad fats for good fats, like those found in fresh avocados.
Wonderful.
And I know that you like to inspire people to try things. And if they just try it once and keep on doing it, then it becomes the new way.
Yes.
Kind of like that default.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's no longer going to be seen as difficult. And I love watching your videos, by the way, because you teach makeovers.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And if we can just do the same thing in mm-hmm. our kitchen and do recipe makeovers, you know, we can find ways to swap those bad fats for good fats. It's a great start. Yeah.
Yes. And I was wondering, can you explain exactly what is the difference between good and bad fats? And why should we choose the good fats? This is like a mystery, like no knowledge is power. So if you could explain it, that would be awesome.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power. You said it right. Well, there are two types of fat. The good ones are the unsaturated fats, and the bad ones are the saturated fats. We need to limit those saturated bad fats because they can cause heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the unsaturated, the good fats, they can have the heart healthy benefits. Our body needs some dietary fat to help us absorb certain nutrients. And the good fats, the good news is that it doesn't affect cholesterol levels.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they help lower the LDL, which is the bad cholesterol.
Uh-huh.
And this is very important because avocados contain the good unsaturated fats. And 1/3 of a medium avocado contains 6 grams of those naturally good fat, making it a great substitute for those foods that are high in saturated fat.
Wow, I love that. That is so good to know. I know that I recently switched out my breakfast for having a slice of like thin grain toast with avocado sliced on top and then with a, you know, an egg on top, and it just not a fried egg, but like a hard boiled egg. And it, I feel like it makes such a difference. I feel like I'm eating something cleaner. There's no grease or anything involved. It just feels healthy.
Right. And you still have that creaminess that avocados mm-hmm. provide without all the fatty spreads. And I do the same thing. Like I have, you know, avocado on top of tortillas and mm-hmm. just a green salsa on top. It's easy, fast. And there you go. I'm mm-hmm. out the door.
Huge thanks to Aguacates Frescos Saborea Uno Hoy for sponsoring this episode. According to the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, replacing saturated fats can reduce the bad cholesterol levels in blood. Include delicious, heart-healthy avocados in everyday healthy eating plans to help increase your fruit and vegetable intake, and it provides a whole food source of naturally good fats. For more delicious avocado recipes and inspiration on how to easily include more good fats in your diet, visit saboreaunohoy.com/heart. And I will have this link in the description. Okay, let's get back to the interview with Milena. Now, eating healthier, it often has the stigma that it equates to little or no flavor. So are there any tips on how to make heart-healthy meals more appetizing and flavorful?
Yes. So I know that's a gap percent, and it doesn't have to be boring. You can keep the flavor, and who wants to eat things that don't have any flavor? But mm-hmm. guess what? Avocados, they add the creaminess to any dish, like you said it earlier, like topping it with your eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And it also is just delicious. It gives you that benefits of the heart health benefits. And the color is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's green. But the thing that I do is just small changes. Don't change the whole recipe all at once. Just add something. While you're taking something out, just mm-hmm. add and swap things out.
Yeah.
Don't change too much.
Right.
So I you know, I teach nutrition, and I teach students at the university level. And it's really funny when we talk about what is the perception of people about healthy foods. And I think by just tasting the food, it makes you will get people wanting more. Mm-hmm. So give them a taste, and just swap the bad fats for the good fats in this example that we're talking about.
Yeah.
And it just will make a big difference in the foods. One example I can give you too, mm-hmm. You know, kale. Kale, yes. Everybody likes it. And there's this kale avocado salad. Mm. Well, kale is a hard to sell for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And my children love it when I add that avocado, that creaminess in the mm-hmm. kale, and it's not longer like hard. Mm-hmm. And it just combines it really well with avocado and lemon juice, salt and pepper, and that's it. It's just like a salad with kale, and it changes the flavor completely. So it's the combination of flavors and adding something. Don't be taking things out. Just start thinking about what can you swap mm-hmm. in your meals.
I love that. It's just doing it a little bit at a time, because I know that a lot of times if we try to do a complete overhaul, we'll do good the first week, and then, oh, you get tired, and then you go back to a bad habit. But what you're saying is incorporate it little by little so you get used to it and it becomes part of your regular routine. I love that.
Right, because this, you know, as of now, everybody's talking about, you know, still talking about goals. Mm-hmm. I always say, you know, come up with a goal that will stick, that mm-hmm. will last forever.
Yes.
And try to do it in very measurable terms. Like, I'm going to three times during the week, I'm going to create this new recipes and see if I like them and keep changing it. And it's all about being creative, right? Mm-hmm. Being creative with the meals that you have and kind of watching those traditional meals, those kind of like default meals that we have in our kitchen,
uh-huh.
and see what is it that you can do to do a small meal makeover and finding ways to swap those bad fats.
Yes, that is great. And what is one of your favorite recipes from the cookbook?
Oh, yeah. So the cookbook, I like that there's a grilled salmon taco.
Uh-huh. Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yes, and it's simple. I always have corn tortillas at home. That's like a default
uh-huh.
too, right? But then you just grill the salmon. And then there's this cabbage slaw. And instead of using just the regular cabbage carrot slaw, you mm-hmm. add carrots, red onions, and then you come up with this creamy cilantro dressing.
Oh, it sounds delicious.
And you add this in the cabbage slaw, and you top your tacos with this cabbage slaw. It's delicious, and it's easy and fast. You can make it within 20 minutes, and that, to me, is, as a mom with kids who are hungry, mm-hmm. that, to me, is the way to go.
It sounds like something you could make and have in your fridge and use on all types of things to make a good topping.
Yes, you get this creaminess from the avocados. You're not using the fatty spreads.
Mm-hmm.
So there's other recipes in there, and they're simple and delicious. And if people just find the cookbook and download it.
It sounds like just what I need, because I think if I have recipes like that, then it'll be easier to make those type of heart healthy dishes. So I'm excited to check out. And you said that the cookbook is free?
The cookbook is free. People can go to saboreaunohoy.com/heart.
Wonderful. I will put that link in the description. And I mean, avocados, not only are they heart healthy, but they're having a moment right now. They're like super cool in pop culture. Like, I see all kinds of like the avocado that has the heart in the middle for the pit. I have a store in Phoenix, a boutique, and I have these little avocado earrings that people just love to show their love for avocados. And they buy the earrings. So it's really a fun heart healthy way to be creative, to eat, and to show your love for avocados.
I'm going to have to find those earrings because I've seen your video with earrings of the concha. And I was going to say, oh my God, I want the same avocado, but would you add a lot of sparkle?
Yes, for sure. Gosh, thank you so much for taking time to talk with all of us about just all of these heart healthy ways to incorporate avocados. We just love them so much. It was such great information. And to all of you listening, tell me what your favorite way to eat an avocado is. Leave it in the comments. And so where can we find out more about what you do?
Well, I'm a registered dietitian, of course, a spokesperson for Aguacates Frescos, Saborea Uno Hoy. And then if you want to see some of my food photography, because I'm also very creative, I'm cooking and creating recipes.
I take pictures of my foods. And Malena Nutricion, my first name, Malena, and Nutricion with the C, not the T. I'm in all my social media channels, in Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. But yeah, I love taking pictures of the foods I eat. And everybody asks me, do you eat all of that? I'm like, yes, I do. So yesterday I posted some pictures. I post pictures of the foods I eat. There's really not how do I say, like a consistency in what I do, because I like doing several things.
Yes.
When it comes to nutrition and spreading the word that nutrition and healthy eating isn't that complicated. Because I do, as an Hispanic person, I also had family with type 2 diabetes and family with heart disease, you know, we all have the stories.
Yes.
And the more I can put out there to motivate and inspire people to make it and to try things, I just get happy.
Maybe, you know, like I'm talking about my dad and my Nana, maybe it's up to our generation to change the cycle, to start, you know, eating healthier so that our future, you know, grandkids and kids won't say, oh, my mom had heart disease. You know, that won't be a factor if we just, you know, take this serious and do it a little bit at a time until it becomes a regular habit.
Absolutely. It's all about our habits. And also looking at our traditional foods that we like and we love. And as a dietitian who loves cooking and eating, I always tell people, you don't have to give up your favorite foods.
Right.
Just do a quick tweak here and there.
Uh-huh.
But having that idea that I'm on a diet is what I think people get in trouble.
Right.
And I'm telling people, it's not a diet. It's just changing it.
And
changing habits.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lifestyle. How to have a heart healthy lifestyle. This is what you can do. You can exercise, move more, eating nutritious foods, getting your fruits and vegetables, swapping the bad for the good ones and things like that. It will make a huge difference and a huge impact in our generation.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Melina, for talking with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. And I will keep following you. And when I go to Arizona, I'm going to go look for those avocado earrings.
Oh, wonderful. I will totally hook you up. Don't worry. Thank you.
Well, what an inspiring interview with Melina. I feel motivated to do these things that she talked about. Number one, to swap out the bad fats with good fats in recipes. And avocados, hey, I have no problem with that. I love avocados. And number two, make it easy on yourself. Instead of stressing out about it, a little bit at a time. It doesn't mean to overhaul our whole meal plan. It just means doing it recipe by recipe. And those little actions add up to big results. So thank you so much for listening to the Mucho Motivation Podcast. You can go to muchomotivation.com to see the show notes on this episode and to see all of the other podcasts that I have. Or you can visit craftychica.com if you feel like getting crafty. Follow me on social media at craftychica.